You're listening to CJSF 90.1 FM, SFU's community radio station broadcasting live from Burnaby, BC.
On the next episode of Sip, Suds, and Smokes,
the beers that came here to us from Pennsylvania that we're going to try today are from New Trail Brewing Company, Ohio Pile Hazy IPA, from Tired Hands Brewing Company, Trendler Doppelbach, from Trogues Brewing and Sloop Brewing, Sloop John B. Double IPA, from Wallen Pawpack Brewing Company, 6th Anniversary Ale, English Style Barley Wine, from Thin Man, Trial by Wombat IPA, and from Trillium Brewing Company, Willamette Valley Double IPA, from Fegley's Brew Works, Hop Explosion IPA, and from Jack's Abbey Brewing, Bella Lago Italian Style Pilsner.
We'll be right back after this break. Live from the Dude in the Basement Studios. Why? Because that's where the good stuff is. It's Sips, Suds, and Smokes with your smoking host, the good old boys. Suds, suds, it's time for more suds.
Hey there. Welcome. Come on in, everyone. And welcome to another sud segment where we don't claim to have all the answers. Unless your only question is, how long can good old boy Mike go without offending some part of our audience?
3, 2, 1.
Here we go.
The answer, by the way, is 2 minutes and 12 seconds. That is the current record. Though, after this episode...
Is that aspirational?
Yes.
It feels aspirational.
So. I'm one of your hosts, Gunogao Juliana, and joining me at the table today is good old boy Kendall.
Hello. How are you today?
Good. How are you?
I am great. Happy to be here.
Good old boy Carl.
I'm back.
Greetings. Good old boy Mike, hello.
You know, there's a postcard campaign now from Canadians to try to remove me from the airwaves in Canada.
How do we get in on that?
I know. You have to buy them in bulk, though.
No problem. We can handle it.
It's a lot of bears involved.
I'm going to lump Tennessee into that somehow.
Yeah, right. Good old boy Dave, hello.
I am better than you.
Nice.
That's aspirational.
So much so.
Especially the first part of that word.
Well, for those of you who may not know, I'm a Pennsylvania girl at heart, and I go back to visit my family.
It's weird, like that never comes up.
Never.
Ever. Right. Right. So every so often I go back home for a visit, and I recently brought back a few interesting beers for the good old boys to try. Good old boy Dave, why don't you give us today's lineup?
Sure. The Pennsylvania, well, not all Pennsylvania, the beers that came here to us from Pennsylvania that we're going to try today are from New Trail Brewing Company in Williamsport, PA, Ohio Pile Hazy IPA, from Tired Hands Brewing Company in Ardmore, PA. I know why those hands are tired. Trendler Doppelbach. From Trogues Brewing in Hershey, PA, and Sloop Brewing in Hopewell Junction, New York, Sloop John B. Double IPA. From Wallen Pawpack Brewing Company in Hawley, PA, 6th Anniversary Ale, English Style Barley Wine. From Tin Man Brewing Company in Buffalo, New
Thin
York.
Thin Man,
I don't know. Maybe. Shut up, Mike.
The joke here is that the owner is actually not very thin.
Oh, is he made of tin?
It's unknown.
Okay. Trial by Wombat IPA. And from Trillium Brewing Company in Boston, Mass., Willamette Valley Double IPA.
Willamette. It's all right.
You know what, guys? Swear to God.
Yeah, Willamette, like, damn it.
One of these days, I'm going to make it through one of these.
I know they're talking about a river that is not in Massachusetts, but
from
it's okay.
Fegley's Brew Works in Allentown, PA, Hop Explosion IPA. Did I say that okay, you guys?
No.
And from Jack's Abbey Brewing in Framingham, Bella Lago Italian Style Pilsner.
That's got lots first, of big words for you.
You know what?
There's almost four syllables in a couple of those.
It's Willamette. Okay. Whatever, man.
Nobody we got our cares. First ever cease and desist from Jack's Abbey.
Actually.
Oh, cool.
It's true. Really? They were super cool about it.
Wait, seriously?
Yeah.
Aww. Look, I spend Mondays writing those things like pest candy, you know?
Yeah.
Like 20 C&Ds on every Monday. Yeah. You know?
How many do you get from other people, Mike?
Let's see. None lately.
Did you? Yeah. We
don't get them very often. It was we hadn't been open a year, and we did a collab for the guild, and it was Steve Wright with Jackalope Brewing and myself brewed like 10 gallons of beer on a homebrew pilot system.
Yeah,
and then we took it over to Craft Brewed, RIP, and gave it away for donations to the guild. So we weren't even really selling it; we were just giving it away.
Yeah,
and. We decided to call it Jack Abbey.
Ooh.
And we printed posters and hung them around. And then Mustard showed up on something. Yeah. And so we got a C&D. And they called before they sent it.
Uh-huh. Well, that's nice.
Which was very nice. And John talked to him, my business partner. And he said, you know, all right, we'll let you, you know, we'll license the name to you for this specific purpose for some period of time for the amount of a dollar, and you don't really need to send me the dollar. And so I was like, that's ridiculous.
Cool.
Like, I sent them the dollar.
Well, that works.
Yeah. Like, I signed the thing, and I sent them the dollar. Yeah. And then when they were in town for the Craft Brewers Conference in 17, I think.
Probably. Or something 18, like that.
18.
Yeah.
I met the guys at Tailgate.
Oh, wow.
They were sitting out on the patio talking to Wes, and he brought me in and was like, introduced me, and I was like, oh, you're the guys who sent me the first C&D. And he said, oh, you're the idiot who mailed me a dollar. Because I literally just put a dollar in an envelope with a contract and mailed it to him. That's true. Yeah, funny. Yeah.
Great story. Wow.
Carl pays his debts, man.
Yeah. He's an honest boy. Okay. Well, cool. Good boy, Kendall. Why don't you give us the suds readings?
You better say every word exactly.
Oh, my gosh.
Okay. Let's see if I can do this better than Dave.
Oh, well, I mean, yeah.
Affirmative.
Let's set the bar a little higher than that.
You know.
We'll be discussing and rating these beers with these suds ratings, plus our signature belching sounds. Here are those ratings now. 1, that sucks. Give me anything but a bud. 2. Was that a belch? 3. Ah, what a relief. 4. A body should really not make that sound. And 5. Listen to that hang time. Give me another.
Reading of the suds ratings, a suds rating of 3.
I think if you had said Wall and Paul Pack, you know, at least 3 times, I think that would have just moved it, you know, further south.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Aw, it warms my heart that you guys know how to say Wall and Paul Pack.
Yeah.
That's so nice. Okay. Well, let's get to the beers. The first one that we are going to talk about is from New Trail in Williamsport, home of the Little League World Series. And dare I say, the more that I drink from New Trail, the more that I feel like they're becoming our version of like a Trillium-esque kind of brewery. No, I mean, just a lot of IPAs, a lot of good IPAs. For
as I cast my gaze over my glasses, going, really?
Okay. They're underpaying all their bar. Boys?
No, but I'm just, for Pennsylvania, they just keep churning out like solid beer. That's all.
So we're on a Pennsylvania scale here, Mike.
Oh, yes.
Oh, boy. You guys are.
So sweet, my friend.
Not liking how this is going.
Is that a one? Look like a one, Kendall.
Yes, he's number one.
Again.
Okay, so the Ohio Pile is a 6.5% ABV hazy IPA. It's brewed with Pilsner malt and hefty amount of oats.
That's oats.
And dry hopped with Azaka and Amarillo and Citro. Now, for those of you that are interested, Ohio Pile State Park is kind of what this beer is named after, and it has 20,000 acres into the gateway of the Laurel Highlands. This is Western PA, and it's absolutely gorgeous. I mean, there's a lot of rapids. Mm-hmm. There's
rail to trail, bicycle trails.
Yeah. Falling Waters there, which is like absolutely gorgeous. I mean, I don't know if anyone really is a Frank Lloyd Wright fan anymore,
house,
but
by the way,
yes, it is a house, but it's an absolutely gorgeous house. And then like across the street and down the road a little bit is another house with a really cool, amazing outdoor art installation. Have you seen that? Mm-hmm. Like, there's like two pieces of the Berlin Wall out there, and yeah, it's really cool. Yes. Anyways,
it's a great little
city. Where are we gonna put this, Jed?
I've been there many times. It's a great place to visit if you're looking for something to do in Western PA.
If you'd like to celebrate the end of communism and Cold War,
well, there's that. Okay, so what do we think of this beer?
Well, I think if the Ohio Pile State Park has 20,000 acres and they raised oats on all of it, they probably used all of those oats in this beer.
Yeah. This beer has an overt amount of body to it. And that was the first thing that struck me is it's very heavy on the palate. And yes, it is very oat. It is oat, oat, and more oat. It has too many oats.
But I like it. I like the flavor. It's for a hazy, it's balanced. It's not too over the top.
I don't know if it's too much. I like the hop balance a lot.
Yeah, and it actually has a reminiscence of bitterness in it. It's not just all flavor. It's not a bad little beer.
I just wish they would use about half of the oats they probably put in this, you know. Yeah.
It's super oat forward, you know. Like
should they call it an OPA?
Yeah, I think that would be...
Only if they're Greek.
Yeah. Epsilon, come here.
Opa.
Sorry, we were talking about Elon Musk kids earlier before we flipped the mics on. So, yeah, that's where that joke came from. But, yeah, I wonder if they started with, you know, the base beer itself and it just got away from them. And, you know, it seems like there was a clear version of this that they came back and used the same hop profile and then brought in a lot of components, you know, to turn it into a hazy. And it was like the basic recipe kind of got lost along the way, you know? Yeah.
Maybe.
Maybe.
I mean, I like it though.
Yeah. Wonder what Dave thinks.
Oh, I like it. No, I don't find it too out for it. It is definitely there. It's got slickness and it's got
needs a spoon.
It's got some body, but high in fiber, good for your heart. So, and I do think I like the way the hops travel across your palate from beginning to end.
Yeah, and I like having that little bit of bitterness at the end to like kind of cut off the softness. Well, we'll be back with a rating on this in just a minute.
Rolling clouds and crashing surf, iridescent dunes reflecting by the light of a rising glowing moon. Seashore mesmerizing, night breeze hypnotizing, we've come across these back roads none too soon. Look to the left, to the right, keep your eyes on the road, my darling, wondering if we're only passing through. Open roads and open windows, my hand is yours forever, sweet love.
Welcome back, everyone. today's episode is a little hodgepodge of some beers that I brought back from Pennsylvania on my most recent trip.
They don't know where Chili Squay Squay is on a map. What a bunch of morons.
That's for sure.
The beer that we were talking about before the break was the Ohio Pile Hazy IPA from New Trail Brewing in Williamsport, Pennsylvania. And we are going to rate this a... I guess we're going with a 3.
Sorry, buddy.
It's okay.
If they packaged it with a disposable spoon, like taped right to the can, you know, I think that would...
Nice.
Are you saying I'm number one now?
You're number one, yes.
I thought Kendall was number one.
You're both number one.
They should name it Retired.
She can use both hands. Yeah. You're number one. I'm number one, Kendall.
Mike said it's an Ohio pile of crap. Cool. Okay, yeah. So
you're both number one in my
It's not a pile of crap.
Heart.
It's a pile of oats. It's completely different.
It's very oaty.
Gosh. Okay. Moving on. Let's now go to Tired Hands Brewing in Ardmore, PA. That's around the Philadelphia area for the uneducated. This is the Trendler Doppelbock, and I was kind of thrilled to see a Doppelbock in the cooler. This is 7.5% ABV. It's a tribute to their favorite strong lagers from Bavaria. This one, their first run in a monastic style, is built from a plethora of German hops and... or German malts and hopped lightly with Hallertau Mittelfrüh. Am I saying that right? Mm-hmm. Fermented extra cool and then stored cold for 3 months. So, what do you think of a Doppelbock?
I don't know. I get molasses on it, which I like.
Yeah.
Yeah, there's some of those dark sugars there for sure.
Too much you can even sugar. Smell the molasses like right up front too.
But I kind of like it. I guess the thing, you know, when I think about a Doppelbock, I'm like, what are the differences between a Dunkel and a Doppelbock? You know, and to me, I think that the Doppelbock should be a lot more drier. The Dunkel actually should be a bit sweeter. And to me, this is moving closer to a Dunkel than a Doppelbock because that burnt sugar thing is just kind of leaping all at you. And it's not in check, you know, specifically, you know, with the hops that they're going here. So, on top of, do one or the other. Either use less sugar or add more hops because the balance is off on this.
I thought I was going to make it through this whole year without agreeing with Mike.
Everybody,
I was so close. I was so close.
Yeah. I mean, it's very sugar forward. But I'm a malt head. Is it 100% accurate, true to style? Probably not.
No.
Would I drink the whole can? Yeah, yes. Probably.
I think it's too sweet initially, but I like the way it finishes. Mm-hmm. Like there's something
it
nice.
It doesn't
hang
sweet.
Around.
No.
Right.
I like it.
I think
but
that's
I think
what
a
saves
little
it.
More bitterness to scrub that palate at the end would make this a great beer.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I really like it. Yeah, but I like it. I can enjoy it.
What about you, Juliana?
Well,
I like this beer until Mike spoke.
No. I think Doppelbocks can get a little muddy. I like this. I like the fact that a brewery like Tired Hands is trying something like this, getting out of their wheelhouse, so to speak, because when I think of them, I think of IPAs and I think of sours. You know what I mean? So having this is nice, and especially in this like cooler weather, I can appreciate it. And yeah, I would drink the whole thing because it's still... I mean, it's 6.5. It's light to me. And I'm really digging the molasses on it. Like, really digging the molasses. So, there's that.
Okay.
So, we shall rate this one from Tired Hands a 4. Yeah. Because I was thinking that, too. Is it story time or?
Yeah, sure.
Let's do some story time.
It's berry time. Well, you know, in all of the stories that we've had, it's a bear and a stuffed bear theme. So, you know, that's what I love
Mike
about
Mike is now 2 for 2.
Yeah, so. Thank you. All right. So this is a story from L.A., Los Angeles.
Not Lower Alabama.
No, not Lower Alabama. Although this could be a story from Lower Alabama if there were bears in Lower Alabama. But California has seen its share of bears breaking into cars, but bears caught on camera entering luxury cars tipped off insurers that something wasn't quite right. And what has been dubbed Operation Bear Claw. All right, what are we going to do? We have a name for our initiative here. The California Insurance Department. Okay, so that's like two guys that sit around and play, you know, rock, paper, scissors all day long. You know, denied. You know, that's all you got to know, yeah. Is it time for lunch yet?
So. Clearly time for a bear claw.
Yeah. There were four Los Angeles residents that were arrested Wednesday, accused of defrauding three insurance companies. Not one, not two, but three insurance companies. Oh, my gosh. Out of $142,000 by claiming a bear had caused damage to their vehicles. The group is accused of providing video footage from the San Bernardino Mountains in January of a bear moving inside a Rolls Royce and two Mercedes to the insurance companies as part of damage claims. And the department said photos provided by the insurance department show that appeared to be scratches on the seats and the doors. The company viewing video of the Rolls Royce suspended that it was not a bear inside, but someone in a bear costume. So I'm just wondering how this is going, you know, in a planning stage. All right. So, Harold, you're going to be the bear. Okay. I'm talking like a lot of scratches. I mean, like, but don't scratch that part of the Rolls Royce because we can't find that part. Get that part because we can, you know, and Harold's looking at him like, yeah, man, I'm not doing this.
Right.
Like you couldn't see it in what you have, but they showed a picture of the alleged bear suit. And then, you know, those metal claws people use, like when you're chopping up barbecue,
pulling apart barbecue. Yeah. Right. Yeah.
That's what they
bear claws.
Yeah. Yeah they yeah. were actually, that's what they thought would be a great idea.
And they ordered them on Amazon so they could keep it right there in their order history in case they needed them again, or when they get the subpoena.
Like, they'd have been better saying it was Bigfoot or something. Like, Bigfoot broke into my car.
The detectives found two additional claims with two different insurance companies for the four of the same date of loss in the same location. Boy, that is really giving up a lot of credit to the Department of Insurance.
Somebody bought up some luxury cars.
I don't think any of that really happened, but anyway.
Parked them in San Bernardino? Or
a similar claim. I guess, did someone
bear reserve?
Hop into the search engine and type the word bear in the insurance claim engine to go, oh, look, there are four or five claims right there together. Yeah.
I want to know how many White Claws or something.
The thing about the story that doesn't make any sense is they still had to mess up these cars, right? They're still damaged.
So,
they still need fixing.
Were the cars already messed up?
I don't know. It's so weird.
Oh, here we go.
Oh.
It was actually a search warrant where the detectives found the bear costume in the suspect's home. Well, you know, Harold. When you're done playing the bear, actually get rid of the bear costume.
Throw in the dumpster.
You know, it's like,
it's where a bear belongs.
I'm from Bakersfield. I don't throw away nothing.
So, I'm needed for Halloween next year.
Yeah. Yeah.
Wow.
So, I just, is this lack of planning or creativity? I'm not really quite sure exactly, you know, where
they
to
had
start
to be,
with.
They
mixture
to be high
of all
or
the above?
I mean, I don't know.
I don't understand how they, but I'm with Kendall. Like you have a Rolls Royce. So was it already kind of jacked up or something? I wonder if maybe they bought it at like one of those police auctions and it had already been kind of sliced
how
up.
How does this come across on Career Day? What? Harold, what do you want to do when you grow up?
I want to put on a bear costume and like terrible Rolls Royce.
Listen, if I had a Rolls Royce and a bear costume, I would just drive it around in the bear costume.
That would be awesome.
That would be awesome.
I dressed as a gorilla one year for Halloween.
Would you get better service in a drive-thru at In-N-Out that way? Because I don't know.
That probably would be on me fast. Hurry up, get that bear's burger.
If you ordered animal style while you're wearing a bear costume, do you get extra fries?
You just order it me style.
Yeah.
I'm sure you'd be trending on TikTok in like no time.
Yeah. So I wore a full gorilla suit into a Kroger on Halloween probably 18 years ago. And except for the head, because I didn't want him to think I was robbing the place.
Who do you retain as counsel for that?
Oh, I didn't. Well, this remains to be seen. I was checking out at the self-checkout, and I was, like, trying to tap the screen with my
big gorilla fingers.
Gorilla fingers. Yeah. And the people at the thing in front of me had a little kid in the buggy. Yeah. And the kid was facing me, but the parents are facing away, and the kid was just staring at me like like there was a gorilla in the grocery store, you know?
Sure.
And so I just like I waved in a like a way where like I kind of wiggled my fingers like that, and the kid just goes, "Bad monkey!" And I was like, "I'm sorry, I didn't do anything. I'm just here trying to get some candy."
You know, that'd be a good beer
bad
name.
Bad monkey.
So,
bad monkey.
How long is the band? 10 year, 15 year, 20 year band from Kroger?
Oh no, I was not spoken to by any Kroger employees at all.
Oh, they actually promoted you into management.
Yes, yes. Right. Yes, yes. I've got 8 stores under my purview.
We got our executive management on aisle 5. Aisle 5.
Considering some of the things I've seen in Kroger's,
you're totally executive material. Yeah, for sure. Yeah.
I threatened a Mickey Mouse in a Kroger one time.
We have a shift open next Tuesday at 1 o'clock.
Yeah, do you mind?
Wait, hold on, Mike. Hold on, Mike. I need more.
You need more what?
You threatened a Mickey Mouse?
Oh, I did. I threatened a Mickey Mouse in a Kroger one time. My daughter, when she was little, was afraid of people in costumes, of like mascots.
Yeah, she should be. That's survival instinct.
And so we were trying to...
him dressed as a gorilla.
She did, actually. But I was trying to leave, and there was a Mickey and a Minnie by the door. And so as we were walking up, I said, "Hey, Mickey and Minnie, my daughter's not super excited to see y'all. So if you wouldn't mind just taking a step back, I could go ahead and get out and nobody has to get hurt." And the Minnie Mouse put her hands up and took 2 steps back.
Sure.
Right.
Sure.
And the Mickey Mouse walked right up to my daughter and put its mouse face right in her face and like shook its head. And she started screaming.
Rude.
I said, "If you don't step back from my child right now, I'm going to beat the snot out of you and your
mate." He didn't say snot, y'all.
But I did not. I'm censoring for... I'm not going to be the one who offends half your audience. We're 12 minutes in. It ain't going to be me.
They're Canadians. That can't be offensive.
Bunch of hosers.
Yeah.
But yeah, no, that was... Yeah, and... Yeah, so I did threaten to physically attack him, Mickey Mouse.
Right. Yeah.
Totally deserved it.
Oh, totally.
I just want to know where you put this stuff on your resume, Carl.
You know, listen,
do you put it at the top?
That's why he had to start his own business.
Special interest section.
You just got to get me in the interview.
How many hits on LinkedIn do you get? Yes. I beat the crap out of Mickey Mouse.
I didn't. I did threaten him. I didn't have to hit him.
Cool. You can be our vice president. Come on in, man.
See, I look really dangerous.
Okay.
Like you should own it, man. She just at the next interview, you should just go, "Hey,
right.
Let me roll this tape for you."
Yeah. Got any
at the next interview.
You got any mouse problems? Just let me know.
That's right. There's a beer in all this.
Somewhere.
Yeah. Somewhere.
Back off, Mickey.
Yeah, back IPA. Off, Mickey. I like it. Oh, yeah, there you go. I like this.
Wow. Okay. Well, let's get to a beer, folks. The next one that we're going to talk about is Sloop John T.
B.
T.
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 I sailed on the Sloop John B. My grandfather and me.
T. I know.
Oh.
They said T.
Okay.
T.
Well, my cup says B.
Oh, okay. I said B. I thought I was singing the Beach Boys song.
So I know. Okay.
So and I actually know where Hopewell Junction is.
And so. I did pour it in one cup.
Too. Okay. This is 8% ABV. Hoist up the sails. They've charted another course for a double IPA, this time in collaboration with New York-based Sloop Brewing Company. Mm. Flaked oats combined with Pilsner and pale malts to provide the backbone and hazy golden hue of the Sloop John T.
It would be better if it was Sloop John B.
Use Citra Columbus and Lotus.
I was waiting for that.
I don't know if I've ever had anything with Lotus hops before. Have I?
Not since the Rush Beer episode.
Okay.
I'm sure no, they didn't use Lotus in this.
No, I was good. I'm like
they should have.
should have done anything to make a good beer.
So I'm just in the spirit of full disclosure. I am not a hazy IPA consumer.
We know that.
So this is kind of meh for me.
I'm the only haze head left at the table.
I like a good haze, but the problem is I've never liked the double haze. I just don't think it works. It's always too sweet. The bitterness doesn't stand up to it. This has got the same problem every other double hazy has.
This one doesn't come across as too sweet to me, but it's there's something I don't.
It's very berry-ish. I'm like tasting berries.
It's like the hop combination's not.
Yeah, I'm kind of surprised.
Almost like evergreen berry, you know.
Yeah,
are intensely, you know, almost like a juniper. It's intensely,
yeah,
you know, bitter.
Yeah,
This is just out of balance for me.
I kind
of
had my hopes for it.
I don't like the beginning, the middle, or the end. It's just